Another McCook committed to college, sophomore moving on to a four-year school as sophomore outside hitter. Sixth rotation standout, Kaylin Barnett, is moving on. Congrats going on to College of St. Mary's, the Flames. This is, you know, I'm doing the interview, but I took the trip with her, so I know what the school is all about. But you really like this school, don't you?
Oh my gosh, yes. I loved every part of the school. As soon as I stepped on campus, it was a great feeling. And then meeting with some of the girls and the coach was even a better feeling. I left there and I immediately knew, and I was like, hey, this is a place for me, especially Omaha. It's a lot of opportunities. It's closer to home. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it checked all the boxes out.
Coach Pruitt talked to you, talked to us a little bit, and a long talk. And boy, I could listen to you guys talk volleyball all day because I know how well you talk volleyball lingo. He can do the same. And you guys had a really nice talk, didn't you?
We did have a really nice talk. I mean, our talk there that you were listening was probably 45 minutes to almost an hour, and we just both understand the game and what he explained of why he's recruiting me and what he saw in me, and so that's why he said that I would be a great addition to their program, to their culture, and that's why he really wanted me.
This year, the College of St. Mary's kind of struggled a little bit. I think they had some injuries, 16 and 14. They're not used to this. They're used to playing in national tournaments, so he feels like they're on the verge next year of getting back to where they have been for the last couple of years, and wants you to be a part of it.
Yeah, no doubt. And you can't really look at a team just for 1 year, how they did. I mean, they went to national tournament for several years, and then this year was just a different year. But, we can just get right back on to next year, and I'm really excited for that. And so they have a lot of experience and a great culture to their team.
Yep, the road trip was nice, and as you said, Omaha's right there. Gosh, UNO is right around the corner. Creighton's right around the corner. There's a lot of stuff around there.
Yeah, there is, and I actually have a lot of benefits to that as well. College St. Mary's is tied with UNO, so I can go to their games for free, any athletic event, same with Creighton at any athletic event. And then as well, since Rick is the director of Supernovas, I get to go to free events as well to Supernovas, which is going to be an amazing experience for me. And so, and even some of the girls on the team are even managers for them, so I bet that would be a really good experience to see.
Hopefully somebody's able to get us mom and dad some tickets every now and then and invite us down, right?
Yeah, maybe we'll just see about that.
Yeah, you had a chance also to meet your professor down there, Professor Business, and he was an amazing guy, wasn't he?
He was, and he was very specific on a lot of his answers and just a lot of details he went into about business. And he has a lot of background of different majors because he has a lot of degrees already. And he had a great story that he said a girl that he taught was doing an internship, and then as soon as she got out of college, she already had a job waiting for her. So just looking at that, to look at the great opportunities, you never know. As soon as I get out of College St. Mary's, there might be a job waiting for me in Omaha. So we'll see about that.
Yep, three masters and one PhD. And so, wow, he's got quite the list, and he's a very, very smart man.
Yeah, he's a very smart professor, and that's really great. And he is very into a lot of one-on-one conversations with a student. He wants to get to know more about his students. It's not like he set a great example. It's not like a Division I university or big university where they don't get to know all their students and they don't get back to them a lot. So he's really great about creating relationships with his students.
McCook committed to college for 2 years, you know, going to Southwest, and we signed here a couple of years ago, you did, and 2 years, DS, mainly back row player as a freshman, and then six rotation. Wow, you worked your tail off in that summer time before your sophomore year, didn't you?
Yes, I definitely did. I mentioned earlier in the interviews about Kobza. I said I was very, very, very thankful that she gave me another chance, that she saw me, that she pushed me back to the outside, and she was straight up to me and said to me of what I needed to work on to become that great six rotation outside here that bigger universities want. And so I believed in her. She believed in me. And so we really worked on it. And yeah, it all worked out in the very end. So I'm just very thankful for the opportunities and just all the workouts and everything that just fell into this.
I know the season didn't end like you guys wanted it to, but boy, that region tournament is just a grind. There are so many good teams in that tournament you got to go up against.
Yep, there is. And especially that we're on the toughest, because it's the South and the North, we were on the toughest side because we had a couple of teams that were in the rankings that we had to play, and they're really tough teams, but I mean, they pushed us. We were a young team this year. It was a great experience for our freshmen that they can bring into next year for McCook. And so, yeah, it was a great experience to be in a tough region.
You know, and the season didn't start off, what was it, day one or day two, where Caden Hagen, you're expected to be starting setter, goes down with a season-ending knee injury. So you had to have a couple of freshmen really step up, and they did well. But, boy, if just things like happen, and kids got to adjust, coaches got to adjust, and I think you did a pretty good job.
Yeah, and for Caden, very unfortunate. She's really fun to play with. She brings a lot of energy. She's really consistent. But with that, we just had to work around it. She was always there to support us, and that is amazing for her that she did this for us, and she was a great leader for us as well. And then so we had to rely on our two setters. Well, we went to a 5-1 and then to a 6-2, but they're both freshmen, so we relied on them. We were there for them the whole time. We were there to help them every day in practice, and to bring that leadership in so they don't, so they have the confidence on the court and they don't become nervous.
Well, with Coach Copesa for 2 years, and you know, Vic and Evie and Coach Traster for 2 years, who would imagine that your mom gets coached by the legend in high school and his Republican Valley Southwest McCook days, and he gets involved with college and he coaches mom for a couple of years, for a number of years, and then coaches mom's daughter for 2 years. Who would have thought that would happen?
Oh my gosh, it's quite the story, and I've actually told numerous people about it because they always ask me, how is it, how are your coaches, how is it to play under Traster now? And so I always bring up the story about this, and you got to add in that during the COVID year in high school, he basically kind of coached me a little bit that year when we didn't have school, and I wanted to get into the gym, and I needed help on getting better at bringing a more powerful swing. He really helped me at that. We worked for weeks at it, and then finally when it came to sophomore, junior year, can't remember, it was just a huge difference that he brought into me, and so I was very thankful of that. And then now what he brought me into the college level, it's just a better experience.
Yep, some coaches are really push you guys, and all they want for the best of you guys to go out and do your best and win a lot of matches.
Yeah, and our coaches, we have an amazing staff, and it's great to have a lot of coaches on our staff, because now the more coaches we have, the more eyes they can see during practice, and that's the more help they can see. And so it's for better improvement. And I just love Copesa. I love Vic and Evie and Traster. I mean, Vic and Evie played the game before for Copesa a couple years ago, and so they already have that experience. And so now them also being coaches as well is very helpful for us.
Well, I'm going to take my radio hat on and put my dad hat on, and we love you. We're awfully darn proud of you. Hate that you're going to have to move away, but that's what happens when kids get older and they move out of the household. But hey, Omaha is just a hop, skip, and a jump. We'll get a chance to watch you a lot, but really proud that you worked your tail off big time in 2 years of college.
Thank you. Yeah, and also, I mean, not far away from Cole now. Used to be 4 hours. Now it's 1 hour, and so I bet Cole and I will do stuff on the weekends, and that he can come to my games, I can go to Husker games with him. And so it's a lot better that I'm still closer to family and not as far away as 4 hours compared to eight. So yeah, I'm just very excited, and also competing in the toughest conference in the NAIA.